I spoke a little earlier this morning about Julian Assange. The documentary, The Trust Fall, Julian Assange, has just finished a run at our local Bribie cinema with responses from patrons calling it inspirational. The staff that we spoke to from the theatre said that patrons filling the seats were both local residents, day trippers, and people who had visited Bribie especially to see the film. Kim Statton is the founder and director of Films for Change, an educational enterprise bringing documentary films to cities across the world. He is also the writer and the director of the latest documentary on Julian Assange. Good morning, Kim.
Hi, Rosemary. Thanks for having me.
Kim, Julian Assange has been described by the Sydney Morning Herald in 1988 as Australia's most notorious hacker. By 1991, The Guardian has called him Australia's most accomplished hacker. And Julian has described himself as Australia's most ethical hacker. Why choose to make a documentary about this guy?
Well, look, you know, that hacker kind of tag, that smear that's still going around, I don't think that's relevant anymore because, you know, Julian was into hacking in his teens, and he was, you know, hacking into NASA and things like that as a teenager, precocious computer encryption hacking expert, but he later went on to become an encryption expert and then to create WikiLeaks, which is a whistleblower protection website, which didn't involve hacking at all. There was no hacking involved in their work because these disclosures came from leakers, from whistleblowers. So the hacking tag is long past its use by it. It's just use date. It's still used as a smear by it's still sort of perpetuated and spread around by the media and by critics.
And Kim, Julian Assange has self-imposed ethics, and those were that he didn't damage or crash systems or data, that he hacked and he found and shared information. In your opinion, if Julian had known the consequences of his actions through WikiLeaks, and in the Australian terms, he was trying to keep them honest, would he have continued, do you think?
Well, again, you know, the hacking quote that you used there was from his teenage and his early adult time. And once he created WikiLeaks, there was no need to do any hacking. He was an ethical hacker at the time, and he did once assist the Victorian police with tracking down a pedophile ring in Victoria. So all the hacking he did was ethical, and when he did get in trouble at one point for it, the judge dismissed it because he determined that Assange was just simply having a look around. So it's all really old news, the hacking smear, but in regards to WikiLeaks work, that's the disclosures of whistleblowers, and it's the information that the public should know. The big question that we need to ask ourselves in this day and age, and with the current situation with Assange, is: should crimes of the powerful be classified? Should war crimes and crimes of theft and corruption and environmental crimes, should they have a red classified stamp on them and be hidden away from the public? Assange and WikiLeaks believe no, and millions of people around the world agree with him.
Absolutely. And yes, we probably need it right now. Kim, I'd love to get you to stay with me a little bit longer if you would, because I think we can get into this a little bit further. Stay with me and we'll just break for a song, but we'll come back very shortly. Thank you.
Sure.
And we've just heard there from Paul Kelly. But more importantly, we still have Kim on the line. And of course, we are talking Julian Assange. Now, Kim, what support has the Australian government given to Julian?
There's really been never any support. Ever since the Julia Gillard, who sort of started the official smear campaign of Australia on Assange, claiming that he was a criminal, that he'd done criminal activity, which is false. Every single Australian government's been lock in step with the United States doing their bidding. And then we've had Anthony Albanese come in around a year ago, and he's taken Assange supporters and the public on this merry dance of saying enough is enough and that it should be brought to a conclusion, however, not taking any action. And a recent FOI request late last year by some lawyers in Australia revealed that the Australian government is quite happy for the United States to do whatever they like. And perhaps when Assange is sentenced for, you know, a virtual death sentence of 175 years, that the Australian government might make some moves to have him serve his time back in an Australian prison, which is not at all appropriate. So basically, it's been a each way elbow stance, and the Australian government has revealed that they're very committed, wholly and fully, to doing absolutely nothing.
Dear. Well, let's go a little step further, Kim. How would a change in the US government in the next federal election later this year, how would that change for the outcome for Julian?
Well, it depends on who gets in. You know, Trump was actually responsible for putting Assange in prison and had an opportunity to pardon him later at the end of his term and chose to pardon hardened criminals and rappers instead. And then, you know, the only US presidential candidates that have support for Assange and have expressed that are Jill Stein and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Robert F. Kennedy has said that he would pardon Assange on day one. So it's a very appropriate stance. Jill Stein is very much in support. Both of these people are featured in the Trust Fall film.
Quite amazing. Kim, if people want to know a little bit about this, and I'm sure that there are people listening that are interested, how can they find the documentary?
Yeah, they can visit our website, thetrustful.org, to find all the sessions that are on at the moment. We've had the three major chains in Australia showing the film. Event Cinemas is still showing it at the moment, and I urge people to come and check it out while it's still on in cinemas. It's a very powerful film. It's certainly going to open people's eyes, and not at all a typical cold, serious, dry political documentary. If people are not usually watching political documentaries, it'll be quite an exciting watch for everybody.
Kim Stanton, thank you, founder and of the film, and I'll say this slowly, Films, and it is the number four change. So Films for Change, and he is the writer and director of The Trust Fall, Julian Assange. And it's been incredibly interesting speaking with you, Kim, and thank you so much for talking to us here on 101.5, keeping our community connected.
My pleasure, Rosemary. Thanks for having me, and thanks for covering this important issue.